Parents distressed due to mandatory child vaccination in California schools. Numerous parents and students in California are distressed due to school vaccine mandates and their inability to refuse the potentially dangerous shots. Mary Kelly Sutton, MD, is a doctor who, like many others, questioned the mandatory vaccination policies and was punished by state health authorities as a result. Dr. Sutton has been providing medical care for 50 years, but had her license revoked in California on December 8, 2021, for signing about 1,000 medical exemptions. She petitioned to reconsider, but her California license, where she had been practicing for 15 years, was re-revoked in March of the same year. Sutton is now appealing that decision to the Superior Court of Sacramento. Instead of the properly authorized state health agencies, school officers have started to revoke medical exemptions. Per families I know, if exemption revocations are issued by proper health agencies, appeals are denied without hearings and health issues are not reviewed. An appeal for a medical exemption can be denied electronically within 2 hours of being submitted, Sutton told the Epoch Times. Some applied for new medical exemptions under the state exclusive care system, but their applications were denied. There is no way to tell how many children's applications have been denied, and the reasons for the denial since care started on January 1, 2021, because the information is not made public, she added. Most doctors in California feel they cannot freely and openly speak for their patients to get vaccine exemptions for fear of losing their medical license. As a result, parents who are in need of medical exemptions have nowhere to turn, and the children lose the school and friends they have grown up with. The CDC has repeatedly refused to study the health of the vaccinated against the unvaccinated, which is exactly what parents see in their own families. Parents relate stories of systematized harassment as they seek to protect the health and lives of their children, Sutton said. Esther and Samuel Mast from Redding, California, are one of those parents. Both their children are not able to go to their original school due to their rejection of the novel vaccines. The medical exemptions gave out are being dismissed. Our kids are not allowed back in school this fall and are cut off from further education funding, Esther told the Epoch Times. Our daughter is finishing her junior year and is heartbroken to leave the school she loves and to not be able to graduate with her class of 23. Also hard for our incoming freshman son, who has a close friend group from years of elementary and junior high, to not be able to enroll in the high school most of them are enrolling in, and of course for us as parents to suddenly have to figure out education options for our children, is another challenge thrown at us by the oppressors within our government. They stressed that none of the answers given by the mainstream media or governmental sources make sense to them, and that their privacy rights were violated during the chaotic times they recently experienced. According to the National Library of Medicine, California's Senate Bill 277, which was enacted in 2015, eliminated non-medical vaccine exemptions for public and private school entry. We the people cannot afford to continue to be led to slaughter. We need to understand what's really happening and stand up for freedom before it's too late, she added. The vaccine overlords treat us like we are stupid, uninformed parents who wouldn't know what's best for our most valuable possessions. Instead, someone else, a stranger, who doesn't know or love our kids is calling the health shots for them. Clearly, there's an irrational agenda at play that has nothing to do with public health, Esther declared. It seems we have somehow lost the freedom to determine what can be put into our own and our children's bodies, and vaccinating our at-risk children further is not an option for us. Our precious freedoms are being removed. Where will it end? Charlene Diaz is the mother of an eighth grader, Faith Diaz, who has been attending school with a medical exemption. She received a letter from her daughter's high school for the fall of 2022 stating that they would not give her a schedule or allow her to attend until she receives her necessary vaccines or an updated medical exemption through the CARE medical exemption. My daughter's doctor is no longer writing medical exemptions for fear of possibly losing her license, and I have not found another doctor who is willing to even consider writing an updated medical exemption, Diaz said. Faith has had all the childhood vaccines except the DAP. Diaz says that her daughter was vaccine injured, and although she has come a long way, she continues to struggle with ADD and is currently on a 504 disability education plan at her school. The stress of this situation keeps me up at night. My daughter begs me not to pull her out of school to homeschool her. She struggled tremendously during distance learning, and the cost of hiring a tutor during that time was extremely expensive and burdensome on the family. Kim Ford is facing a similar situation. She is a fitness and nutrition coach, and her husband is a general contractor, and neither of them can afford to homeschool. She feels that she has a lot to say as an American, as a mother, a business owner, registered voter, and taxpayer. I have two children, one of which is still in school. They both attended Glendale Unified School District. My daughter is at Abraham Lincoln Elementary School and about to graduate up to Rosemont Middle School for 7th grade. She has a medical exemption, but as we all know, that no longer applies. Now, in order for her to be able to continue to attend school, I am forced to get her vaccinated. Against doctor's professional medical advice. She has a genetic defect that predisposes her to an adverse reaction to the adjuvants contained in the vaccines, but this is ignored by the care and the school district, Ford told the Epoch Times. Ford submitted her information requesting medical exemptions for her children to care, and has seen no reply from them after more than 2 months. She later submitted a form in writing as well, but no reply all the same. So we're stuck in the middle between being forced to either fill our child full of poison that we know can have serious detrimental effects to her health, close one of our businesses to homeschool her, or move out of state, Ford said. As the fall gets closer, our time is running out, and we don't know what to do. We're being forced into a corner. Bullied, actually. Made to subject our daughter to a medical procedure that is contraindicated. Our legislature is not composed of doctors, and elected officials have no right to force medical procedures on the people.